This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli troops battle Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip with no sign of a let-up in the war, despite a U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire. VOA's Rick Pantaleo with more on the U.N. Security Council resolution.
The United States abstained from the U.N. Security Council's vote. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., expressed her thoughts on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
A ceasefire can begin immediately with the release of the first hostage. And so we must put pressure on Hamas to do just that.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the failure of the U.S. to veto the resolution was a clear retreat from its previous position. Following the U.N. vote, Netanyahu canceled a visit to Washington by a high-level delegation that was due to discuss a planned Israeli military operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma now on Hamas's response to UN demands for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Hamas has rejected the latest ceasefire proposal, accusing Israel of ignoring its core demands, which include an end to the war and a full withdrawal from Gaza. Hamas is still believed to be holding some 100 Israelis hostage, as well as the remains of 30 others. Israel Foreign Minister Israel Katz has told Israel Army Radio he thinks the UN Security Council's approved resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire and the release of all hostages embolden Hamas to reject the proposed deal. He also criticized the US, Israel's top ally, for not vetoing the resolution. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bazirou Diomaye Faye is set to become the youngest president in Senegal's history. This is VOA News. Hong Kong leader John Lee says prisoners convicted for serious national security crimes will not likely be granted early release under the tightened rules of a new national security law, signaling a hardening government stance against jailed political activists. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Lee's comments Tuesday came after local media reported that the early release of activist Ma Xun Man, who had been scheduled for release on Monday for good behavior, was blocked under the new law. Lee did not confirm the case, but said the new law stipulated that people convicted of national security crimes must not be granted remission unless authorities believed that the move would not be a national security risk. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Japan's cabinet has approved a controversial plan to sell future next-generation fighter jets that it's developing with Britain, Italy, and other countries. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Japan has long restricted arms exports under the country's pacifist constitution, but has rapidly taken steps to deregulate amid growing tensions in the region to help give Japan a technological edge against regional rivals China and Russia. Japan, which was previously working on a homegrown design called the FX, agreed in December 2022 to merge its efforts with a British-Italian program called the Tempest for deployment in 2035. The joint project, known as the Global Combat Air Program, or the GCAP, is based in the UK. The cabinet also endorsed a revision to Japan's arms equipment and technology transfer guidelines to allow co-produced lethal weapons to be sold to countries other than those partners. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And in other world news headlines, China issues a strong rebuke to the United States after Washington and allies accused Beijing of being behind a series of hacks into lawmakers' accounts and into key democratic institutions. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange learns if he can mount a likely final UK challenge against extradition to the United States to stand trial for publishing secret military and diplomatic files. Up to 20 people are feared to have fallen into the water along with multiple vehicles following the collapse of a major bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, after a ship collided with the bridge. That's what authorities are saying. Kenyan authorities are due to release the remains of several victims of a doomsday starvation cult almost a year since the discovery of more than 400 bodies in mass graves in a grisly case that shocked the world. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.